Team China concluded all competitions at the Tokyo Olympics on Sunday, winning 88 medals. A total of 38 gold medals went to the Chinese squad, tying the result it achieved at the London Games in 2012. Team China also won 32 silvers and 18 bronzes. Chinese central authorities have sent a message of congratulations to the Chinese delegation for the excellent performance in Tokyo. A spokesperson from the Chinese sports delegation says Team China has fulfilled its goal to play clean and take clean medals at Tokyo. The spokesperson says Chinese athletes had received 226 doping tests as of August 6th at Tokyo 2020, and there was no single case of doping. China dispatched a 777-member delegation to Tokyo, its largest ever for an overseas games. The Chinese athletes competed in 30 out of 33 sports in Tokyo. World Athletics President Sebastian Coe has spoken highly of Chinese athletes' performance at the Tokyo Olympic Games. The Chinese track and field team has achieved one of their best results at the Olympics, winning 2 golds, 2 silvers and 1 bronze and finishing 7th in the medal standings. Su Bingtian made history by becoming the first Chinese runner in the men's 100-meter final and only the second Asian, following Japan's Takayoshi Yoshioka at the 1932 Olympics. He broke the Asian record in the semifinals with a time of 9.83 seconds and went on to finish 6th in the final. Su also helped China reach the men's 4x100-meter relay final, where they placed 4th. China's 2 gold medals came from Gong Li Zhao in the women's shot put and Liu Shiyin in the women's javelin throw. The Tokyo Olympics ended on Sunday with a closing ceremony at Japan's Olympic Stadium. Tokyo 2020 saw world records broken in 24 events. Chinese athletes had 4 world records under their names. The United States, along with China, Japan, Britain, the Russian Olympic Committee, and Australia, remain at the top of medal count. China has issued a yellow alert for rainstorms in southwestern parts of the country, calling for precautionary measures. From Sunday to Monday, heavy rains are expected in parts of Sichuan, Chongqing, Guizhou, and Yunnan. The National Observatory has advised local authorities to remain alert for possible flooding, landslides, and mudslides. Official data shows that China's lithium-ion battery output surged over 60% year-on-year in the first half of this year, as the country strives to peak carbon dioxide emissions and achieve carbon neutrality. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology says the output topped 110 gigawatt-hours in the period, and the industry's total production value exceeded 240 billion yuan, or about $37 billion. Afghan officials say Taliban militants have overrun major parts of the capital of northern Saripur province on Sunday. This comes after the capital of Nimrud province fell to the Taliban over the past 3 days. Officials say fighting is continuing between government forces and Taliban fighters.